All right. Normally we talk from the Warsaw perspective. I want you to talk about what Derek DeShone just spent his 60 seconds telling his team, down 13 after one.
They're playing against our zone that they didn't play against earlier in the year. We've kind of tweaked that and playing a lot different towards the end here. They are really frustrated and struggling. They're going to have to settle down, move the ball, basically hit a couple shots to get things going.
We'll give the stats here in a minute. Left side for Bonds. Out to Kavanaugh, around to Brevard. Now they dump it to the elbow. Kavanaugh, he'll shoot from 15. He shot it way short. Finlayson's got the rebound. In transition, Gould up ahead left side for Berger. Back to Finlayson. Finlayson guarded loosely by Kavanaugh. Now to Trey Davis. Davis drives right, gets the wing. Looks inside. They throw it out to Berger. Berger drives the left side. Ball knocked away. He'll pick it back up. He'll jump a pass to Finlayson, and he threw it inside, and Avery Johnson was able to get back there, or Jaeger would have had a heavy flush.
Quick comment, Roger. You and I know old school basketball. They're getting the ball in the high post Concord, and it's not a part of the game anymore. They don't know what to do. They're just freezing.
Well, because they put Kavanaugh there, which I'm guessing Derek DeShone's going to make an adjustment there. He's got to put somebody there that will shoot that ball and make it. On the inbounds, Gould gets it into Finlayson, right in front of the Concord coaches. We play 45 seconds of quarter two. Warsaw's lead is still 13-18-5. Finlayson drives right, got to the baseline, double team. Now he's pressured there, had the ball knocked away, and is taken away. I believe that's Warsaw's first turnover of the game. McEwen with the steal, Bolin coming to the near end. As a matter of fact, there was one total turnover by both teams in the first quarter. That was Concord's. McEwen dribbles out, hands off to Pro. Now they put McEwen there at the free throw line. Let's see if that changes. They get it to McEwen. He's left alone. He shoots from there. He shot an air ball. Finlayson, another rebound for Warsaw. Davis up ahead for Gould. Gould to the top of the circle. Throws it inside into traffic. Ball tipped and taken away. And those are the turnovers that Warsaw made against Concord the first time around that caused them so much trouble. Throwing into traffic, into danger, and it did not pay off for them that night. And so far, not so much here. Avery Johnson, a move, and a free throw line jumper is good. Johnson with his first two, and that ends a long drive spell for the Minutemen. It's 18-7, 2 minutes into quarter two. Gould through the center circle on the jog. Right side for Davis. Out to Jaeger, left side to Gould. Gould off one screen, then another. Picks up his dribble. Down to the corner, Trey Davis. Makes a move down to the baseline, cut off. Flips it out to Jaeger. Jaeger makes a good knee-high catch, throws it out to Gould. Gould to the right wing, now throws it back out for the Tigers and Berger. Maiden, a couple dribbles toward the middle, then goes left, picks up his dribble, skip pass across Trey Davis. Now back out to Finlayson. Finlayson dribbling around left and right, timeout called by Warsaw. Timeout Tigers, 5:28 left to play. Here in the opening half, Warsaw leads 18-7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw app. Roger Grossman, Jim Spiker back at Northside Gym. Warsaw 18, Concord 7, 5:28 left to play first half. Gould to throw it in after the Tiger timeout. And he'll lob it in the backcourt to Bricker, who's back in the game. So is Martin. Martin's got it on the right wing against Messenger. To the free throw line to Gould. Lobs inside, too high for Jaeger and out of bounds. Again, that's open, but it's too hot a pass, too rushed, too, I don't know what the word is, nervous?
Three straight possessions of turnovers now after we're playing an airless ball game first quarter.
Johnson outside the lane. Bolin, turnaround 12-footer. That's good. Minutemen with back-to-back baskets here to start the second quarter, and Warsaw leads 18-9. Bricker bounces to Martin, right side. Out top to Gould, left side to Finlayson. Finlayson back to right, Bricker open it, shooting from 22. It's good. A three-pointer for Luke Bricker. He's got eight in the first half, and Warsaw leads 21-9. Off a screen, Bolin. Back to Messenger on the left. Now to Johnson. Johnson out of the near sideline to Pro. Back out to the center circle to Bolin. Left side for McEwen. Out of Bolin between the rings. Slips it inside for McEwen. He'll face up. He wants no part of that 14-footer. Bolin off a screen at the top. Across to an open Pro for three. That's good. That is his 32nd of the season. Now it's 21-12. Warsaw has an 8-point lead, nine-point lead as we pass the halfway point or quarter two. Martin outside the right elbow, ball knocked away, taken away. Boland with the steal, races in on Jaeger, puts it up and in out of five. Here come the Minutemen. Again, Tiger turnovers opening the door for Concord here. They are within seven, and it could be six.
Five possessions this quarter, 1-3, four turnovers, letting Concord crawl right back into it.
Jaeger's first foul. That's the first foul against Warsaw in the entire game. Boland at the free throw line, 88%. He's a very good shooter. 30 out of 34. That free throw's up and in. 21-15. Warsaw's 13-point lead is down to six. 3:50 left to play first half. Finlinson on the left wing. Out to Martin. Back to Finlinson. Back to Jaeger. Top of the circle. In the lane to Martin. He'll wheel left, then right, and turn and score. He had Pro on him, and he turned one way to get him leaning one way. Spun back to the basket, and Warsaw leads 23-15. Boland into the front court.
Warsaw's gone straight man now.
Boland, left side for Messenger. Now to Pro between the circles against Finlinson. Dribbles near side, picks up his dribble. Almost travel, almost dragged that foot. McEwen between the rings, left side Messenger. He's open off his screen for three. That's no good. Long rebound grab by Martin for the Tigers. Gould in transition. Fakes the handoff, now gives it off to Martin. Martin drives, ball is tipped and a whistle. And a foul is going to be called against Concord. Concord fans wanted a charge. I got that one correct. Messenger with the foul, I believe. That's his first. It is. And that's just their second foul of the game. Gould to throw it in. Gets it in the corner to Finlinson. Finlinson opposite of the corner from where we're at. And Finlinson was running out of time and threw it off the knee of Pro, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll be out of bounds to Warsaw. Comes Kavanaugh back in the game for Derek Deshone's team. Bricker will throw it in from a really tough spot down there at the end of the Concord bench. Gets it in without too much trouble to Gould. Gould directs traffic. Trey Davis, Drew Sullivan to the scores table. Now Finlinson skips it across. Bricker makes an incredible catch. He's falling out of bounds. He threw it back in. He threw it to Boland. Boland for Concord. Left side Messenger. A fake. Wide open. Three-pointer. No good. Gould's got the rebound for Warsaw. He's fouled by McEwen. Messenger, as we said, missed the last game of the regular season against Westview because he was sick. The other night, he was 2 of 12 from the field and had 10 points. Or 2 of 12 from the field and had 10 points because he got to the free throw line. Warsaw 23, Concord 15. 2.5 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. This is where things fell apart for Warsaw because they started to be trapped. And Concord started to show a little bit of that same thing. Bricker way out on the left. Looking back to Gould. Right wing for Davis. Davis back out to Gould. Left side Bricker. He'll turn and shoot for three. Bingo! He's got two in the first half of play. He's got 11 of Warsaw's 26, and the Tigers lead by 11.
Tigers slide back into the zone.
2 minutes left to play first half. Kavanaugh out of the near side for Messenger, to the near wing for Boland, to the corner, Pro. Another three-pointer, and it's rimming in the air, and no good, and out of bounds. I didn't think that hit anything but the top of the backboard, did it?
It looks like the wires are wiggling a little bit there.
Right. So
we might have caught a wire. Concord did a nice job of overloading that time, got a wide-open three. We were fortunate they missed it.
Warsaw with the ball, the lead back up to 11. Sullivan out on the left. Looking for cutters, nobody open, not a Gould. He's pressured by Kavanaugh, got rid of it to Sullivan. Sullivan looks for cutters, nobody open. Not being guarded closely, though. Drew with a couple of dribbles and a couple more, and he hands off to Bricker in the center circle. I wouldn't mind if the Tigers ran the time down. Just kept Concord from getting the basketball. Davis off to the right. Looks inside, nothing there. Back out to Carson Gould. Gould drives to the middle. Cross-court pass to the near side to Martin. Martin against McEwen. McEwen peeking around, looking to his left and right. I don't know if he's looking for help or a screen. Bricker, right side, Davis, up the baseline, to the basket, slipped inside, it went past Bricker, and it's taken away. Bowling the steal, races back in on Gould, a hop, skip, and a jump, puts it up, no good, foul call. Oh, they had it, Jim. They had exactly what they wanted. Bricker coming down the lane, but again, the pass just was too hot to handle.
I think we're at about six or seven turnovers this quarter. We'll have to see the stats at halftime, but it's really hurt us this quarter not taking care of the basketball, even though we have an 11-point lead.
Bowling to the free throw line to shoot. Two this time. The first one's up and in. Remember, the first time these two teams played, he was averaging just under 8 points a game, and he had 21. He's got six, and at this point in the season, he's still averaging about 8 points a game. Finlayson in, Sullivan out. And one more free throw coming up for Bowling. McEwen is out, and Brevard is back in for Concord as they try to put on some half-court pressure here before halftime. Bowling's free throw is good. 7 points, three out of three at the line. 26-17, Tigers by nine, 45 seconds left. Points here before the end of the half would be a big deal. Finlayson hands back to Davis. He'll give to Bricker. Bricker being pressured there by Pro. Now he'll dribble to the center circle and then all the way toward the near side, then throw it back to the far side to Davis. And we have a foul away for the ball. The one thing that's changed in this quarter, is that Messenger? Yeah, it's Messenger's second. You say, what's different? What's different is Concord's gone back to the physical play that they exhibited against us when we played them at McEwen Gym back in January. They roughed the Tigers up pretty good. Finlayson, near sidelines, 22 seconds. To the center circle, then back to the left. Picks up his dribble, and he bounces it out to Trey Davis. Davis across the top. Kavanaugh went for the steal, didn't get it. Martin, now to Gould with 1 foot in the center circle, 10 seconds. Warsaw's got the possession arrow also. Gould drives right, pulls up for a 15-footer, and hits it. Carson Gould, 2 seconds to go. A three-quarter court shot comes up short, and Warsaw has the lead at halftime here at Northside Gym. It's 28-17 Tigers here at intermission. First half scoring comes your way after these words on News Now Warsaw. A terrific first 16 minutes for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Warsaw Tigers. They lead Concord 28-17 here at halftime. First half scoring for Concord, Avery Johnson off the bench with two, Lucas Pro a three-pointer, Braden Messenger just one basket, that was a three-point shot, Parker McEwen with two, and Jalen Boland's the leader with seven first half points. For Warsaw, Drew Sullivan with the two most surprising baskets of the night so far. Two first-quarter three-pointers. He's got six. Brent Martin, a three and a two. He's got five. Luke Yeager's got four. Carson Gould had the last two. And the leader in scoring is Luke Brecker with five in the first quarter, two threes in the second. He has 11. Warsaw led it after one 18-5. Concord won the second quarter 12-10, but Warsaw still leads 28-17 here at halftime. We were never tied. We had two early lead changes. Again here at halftime, Warsaw 28, Concord 17. We'll give the first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Next on News Now Warsaw. Tigers 28, Minutemen 17 here at halftime. Time for the first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Concord was 6 of 16 for the field. That is 38%. 2 of 7 from three-point range, 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. Are you sitting down for this? Warsaw in the first half of their first sectional game, 11 of 13 from the field, and the two they missed were from three-point range. They were 5 of 7, 6 of 6 from inside the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. The rebounding edge belongs to Warsaw. Warsaw with 10 rebounds, Concord only one. Of course, the Tigers have only missed twice in the whole game. And the turnovers Concord with one, Warsaw with six, all in the second quarter. The points off turnovers show that. Concord 9, Warsaw 2. Second chance points, Warsaw 2, Concord none. Points off the bench, Warsaw 6. Those are Sullivan's. And Concord 4, Warsaw played to 1.47, Concord 0.94. Your thoughts, Mr. Spiker, on 11 out of 13?
If I'm Coach Moore, the turnovers in the second quarter concern me because of the six. And obviously, Sullivan's 6 points I wasn't expecting. So now you're looking at a five-point game if you take his 6 points off. And we're probably not going to duplicate 11 to 13. If we do, Coach Moore's not going to have to worry about anything because they're not going to beat us if we shoot like that again another half.
So
we'll see what happens here with Concord's defensive adjustments.
28-17. Warsaw has the lead after two. And this season, when Warsaw leads after two, Warsaw is 11-1 on the season. And the one game that they lost was the Concord game at McEwen. 28-17, those are the first half stats. Brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. We start the third next on News Now Warsaw.